Never forget. That was a big part of the message today from the president of Poland.
Wszystko to dzisiaj trudno objąć umysłem.
Andrzej Duda was speaking at a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. It is hard to wrap your mind around it today, Duda said. The magnitude of the crime perpetrated in this place is terrifying, but we must not look away from it, and we must never forget, he said. President Duda was joined at Auschwitz by more than 200 Holocaust survivors and several heads of state. An estimated 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. 3 million of them were Polish. That's around 90% of the Jewish population of Poland wiped out. Poland's Jewish community is still there, though, as the world's Orla Barry reports from Krakow.
Every Friday night, after the sun goes down, people gather here in the Jewish Community Center in Kashmirj to observe Shabbat. Kashmirj is the old Jewish quarter of Krakow, and tonight's gathering is bigger than usual. Many have travelled to Poland for the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. There's bowls of all different kinds of salads laid out with hummus, potatoes, chicken and red wine. Jonathan Ornstein is the director of the Jewish Community Center. Originally from New York, he says it was love that brought him to Poland.
18 years ago, I moved to Poland. I actually had met a Polish woman and fell in love and moved here to be with her. And it didn't work out with her. I fell in love with Krakow and I stayed.
At the time, almost 20 years ago, nobody had any idea how many Jews were still living in Poland.
It's very difficult to know the size then, and it's very difficult to know the size now. People are still re-emerging. People are finding out they're Jewish all the time, so it's hard to count what you don't know.
During the war, many Polish Jews kept their religion secret in order to survive. And some who remained in Poland continued to hide their religion for years. Zosia Radzikowska was 4 years old when the war broke out in 1939.
I remember after Germans entered Krakow, my father lost his shop and we have to leave our flat because some German came and told to my father we have to move.
Zosia and her mother managed to get false documents, changing their name and religion. They moved to a little village outside Krakow where nobody knew them and told their neighbours her father had gone off to fight in the war.
Because we pretend we are Christians and my father couldn't, so...
Why could your father not pretend that he was Christian?
He was a man. Every Jewish man was circumcised.
Zosia and her mother survived the war. But in 1945, they found out the truth about what happened to her father.
People began to come back from the camps. And some people came to found my mother and told that they were with him in Auschwitz and that he was killed. Wasn't lucky enough to be on the Schindler list, no.
Unlike many Holocaust survivors, Zosia didn't hide her religion after the war. It took some time, though, before she started to embrace Jewish life again. But historian Dariusz Stola says most Polish Jews decided they couldn't bear to stay.
Many people didn't want to live in a great cemetery, you know, in a place where their families and friends were cruelly murdered. Some people wanted to build Jewish state in Palestine and then move to Israel when Israel emerged in 1948, and some people didn't want the communist regime.
Jews in Poland face further persecution under communist rule. And by the 1970s, the Jewish population was almost entirely gone.
This looked like the history of Polish Jews was about to end. It was a miracle that we see a revival of Jewish life in Poland.
One of those credited with that revival is Michael Szudryk. He's the chief rabbi of Poland. I go to meet Szudryk at Nojdzik Synagogue in Warsaw. Outside the door, there's a sign that says no weapons allowed. Inside, like all visitors, I'm screened by security.
Okay. I have to ask you to put your bag on the table and any metal or electronics on your pockets.
It's this kind of security we've had already, I don't know, at least more than 10 years. And it's a concern of general terrorism more than any kind of local anti-Semitism.
This is Rabbi Szudryk. He's also from New York. He says he meets people all the time who suddenly discover their Jewish roots. Some are thrilled, but not all.
Every kind of emotion you can imagine people have had. I've had people sit with me and saying, oh, that makes sense. Now my life makes sense. Oh, okay, good. And I've seen people who are devastated. people were anti-Semites who discovered they were Jewish.
Kasia Lonardi was in her mid-20s when she discovered her Jewish roots. She was raised mainly as an atheist and only found out about her religion when her sister Marta began looking into the family's history. She discovered both their grandparents were Jewish. Kasia says Marta was enthusiastic about embracing Judaism, but she was a little reluctant at first.
And she came to Kazimierz and she found a rabbi and she started classes with him. And I was, in this time, I was like not so, you know, sure what I want to do with my Judaism and my Jewish roots.
Marta brought Kasia to the Jewish Community Center, run by Jonathan Ornstein.
One day she invited me for the Hanukkah party, yeah, and I met Jonathan and I come to be more involved in the Jewish community.
Actually, she came to be more than just involved. 2 years ago, Kasia married Jonathan in Krakow. They're part of a growing Jewish community in Poland today. Despite the increase in anti-Semitic attacks across Europe, people here in Poland say it isn't too much of a problem. Chief Rabbi Michael Shudrick says it seems to be far worse in his home country.
I mean, I'm from New York. It's nuts. It's calmed down a little bit now, but at the very beginning of January, it was almost every day a Jew was getting hit, and not someone just yelling something nasty, but physically being hit. The image I have in my head about fighting anti-Semitism is that if your finger is infected, you don't wait until you have gangrene in the whole arm to do something about it. You put on an antibiotic ointment immediately. So right now, anti-Semitism in Poland is an infected finger.
Jonathan Ornstein agrees that Poland is a pretty safe place to be Jewish these days. Before he sits down to Friday night Shabbat dinner, Ornstein reflects on the journey many Jews in Poland have been through.
You know, it's a modern day miracle what's happening, and especially when you think of the backdrop of all the trauma that these people have gone through and what the country has gone through, that we're able to have any Jewish life is something wonderful. But the idea that it's actually a rich, vibrant Jewish life, that it's growing, that it's Jews and non-Jews working together to rebuild, I think is something very special.
And today's anniversary is a reminder that something as simple as this Jewish gathering on a Friday night would have been unthinkable in Poland 75 years ago. For the world, I'm Orla Barry, Krakow.